She told me that
Henry's
good was going, and
did you find it easier to get along Sandy, back then, you know, in those days you're talking about?
She said she'd be feeling all right. She'd go, and if she didn't, she said if she went, she could take us on, and if she didn't,
if she had some in the blood,
she told me to go.
She tell her to come share with her. There's not a few people do that now. If you can, if you didn't kill no home of your head house, my mother make her take a love and being killed to you.
Well, Josh told me yesterday that if any girl went, she still, wouldn't be with six of them with Sandy.
And do you know my daddy taking care of them children? When you get out, send these children up here in the sheriff's and come and take the meal. He goes
through
and
bring him. Well, I'll find out when I go back to the house, because I told her last night what she said. She said if she was feeling all right, she would.
But then give her a whole can of lard, but she can buy them can of lard.
Call and let her know when I go back to the house.
And that's where people live then. But you know, they don't do that too much now. Everything you get from each other now, you most got to buy. But back in them days, just like if you get sick or something, something happens serious to your family, like death in your family, they didn't work that evening. Mm. If it's near, if it's close around, from your community, they didn't work that evening. They go down and get in grief with you and share with you. And now you can't hardly get people that, when they're dead, they help cover you.
So you just don't think the people are closest to you?
I know they're not.
No, not by a long shot. Yeah. Everybody now looks like it's trying to live for themselves and forget about the neighbors and whatnot. Now I know I was born and raised right across from where I'm living down now. And you didn't have to be sick. You were farming and got behind your crop and other people was up. They would go in there and clean your crop out, chop it and plow it at no cost. It's just a Christian duty towards each other. They didn't have no certain enemies. They didn't have them neighbors around through the communities. Get behind the crop, they go there and clean that crop out and fly it up. No charges.
You know, that'd make things a lot easier nowadays if people would just do that.
That's right. Now, his main, old man Yarby, he moved in this neighborhood from down around Avis Chapel. And his barn got burned up down there and right about a mile from here. And burnt up his stock and his corn and all his farming equipment. So my daddy had a lot of extra plow tubes and old tubes that he had laid aside and bought a new one. And they give that a different one, give that old man plows enough to make his crop while he didn't have to buy no plows. Daddy had a crib of corn. He'd take that wagon and come up there and load that wagon up with corn to help make his crop on. Cotton seeds and all like that. And so now, this fall, if you make a good crop, you can feed the corn back that I let you have. Plus what they give him. They would give him so much, and then if he had plenty of corn, he would come down and let him have what corn to finish his crop. You just like, we're kids, if you got behind, you say you go yonder, Brother John or whosoever it is, y'all chop cotton over there, pick cotton over there. Or you went over there and chopped and picked him. You didn't know nothing about whether he was a gift or if he paid anything, you didn't know about it. You did and done. Go and chop it, and if there's any pay to come, they would be the one to collect the pay. You just went down and did the job. So it's so much different,
But that had to happen now, do you think children would like it?